You are listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we've only got our guests about 10, 15 more minutes, but I want to get as many as your calls in as possible. He's T.J. Bonner, president of the National Border Patrol Council, the union which represents all 9,000 of the Border Patrol's non-supervisory agents. He's called Bush's activities a slap in the face of all Americans in the Border Patrol. Let's go to the calls. Roger in Pennsylvania, you're on the air with our guests. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Jensen. I think no one will be able to find any law to preclude average citizens from interdicting any federal criminals, let alone any local state law enforcement from doing the same.
Problem is the FBI will still come after you. They do not want people protecting their own private property.
Well, nor requiring any special training precedent to doing so. Now, two questions, please. Even the more establishment read a Bush administration friendly analyst pointed out in the last week and two that about how totally unworkable Bush's proposals are, among other things, requiring additional vast new bureaucracies to administer the guest worker programs and such, and they point out that the systems are already like 2 years in backlogs and all this already.
Roger, it's total capitulation. What's your question?
Yeah, now it's one thing for these local clear channels to grouse on a weekly basis about illegal immigration, yet you find yourself with a shortage of interviews or getting turned down at the last minute once you've caused real serious embarrassment.
Okay, thanks for the call, Roger. Comments, Mr. Bonner?
Well, it's going to be logistically difficult to administer a program like that, obviously. But, and I'm not arguing against a guest worker program, but there are two things that would have to happen in order for it to be legitimate. One, don't reward the people who broke the law. Don't give them any of the jobs. And the other is you have to turn off the job magnet. You have to make it so that immigration agents can enforce the laws against hiring people who don't have permission to be here.
Well, in the last 3 months, since the Walmart rate of 300, there have been no visits to any companies. They need to charge these owners with felonies, and if they start doing that, the jobs will dry up real quick.
Well, the problem is the law puts the onus on the back of the employer. They're the ones who have to come up with. They're charged with proving that the person is here illegally, and that's not fair. They're not the experts. Federal agents study for years to pick off counterfeit documents. You have 70.
No,
some
I'm not
documents.
Talking about counterfeit documents. I'm talking about where they know they're illegals.
That's what I'm saying, Alex. There are 70 some odd documents that you can present to an employer to establish that you have a right to work here. All of those can be easily counterfeited. So when we go in and raid these places, they say, look, here's the photocopy. And you look at it and you say, well, this is phony as a $3 bill, but you can't prove that they didn't know that.
So what we do is we come up with one identification
exactly
that a foreign worker has to have.
Exactly.
But anybody who is here illegally is deported. Can't we do something like Eisenhower did, round up these millions and throw them out of here?
We could if we had the will.
And it wouldn't be very hard. I guarantee you, you start arresting a couple thousand people a day in every state, the others are going to head for the hills.
That's what happened last time.
But when we really boil it down, Mr. Bonner, the government wants it legalized, don't they?
Well, the government wants... They want to reward the big business owners who want cheap, exploitable labor. They want to drive down the wages. They want to eliminate the middle class.
And that's the state of government plan, eliminate the middle class. We've got one more quick segment with our guests. We'll come back and talk to Elizabeth and then Kevin, and then we'll let our guests go, and we'll go to Rhonda and Stacy and others that are patiently holding. We're talking to the president of the National Border Patrol Council, T.J. Bonner. And the website is noamnesty.com. We've got a link to it at InfoWars.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over a moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
The Berkelite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses, populations beg for national ID cards, and yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies, psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That's right, my friends. From deep in the heart of Texas, we're coming to you live on this 14th day of January 2003. It's going to take two or three more calls for our guest and let him get back to his important work there in Washington, D.C. He's the president of the big union of 9,000 Border Patrol agents, the National Border Patrol Council. Got a bunch of news articles with their comments and analysis at InfoWars.com. Their site is noamnesty.com. Mr. Bonner, again, president of the organization, right before the break, you said it. That's what I said yesterday. This is about, because we have the big corporations saying this on record, getting rid of the middle class, turning us into a third world country. That's what the elite want. That's what they're doing. But still, the average American, I don't think, understands that. From what experience do you draw that conclusion?
Well, you look at what you look at the way Mexico is run now, and people say, "Oh, Mexico is such a poor country." It's not a poor country. They have more natural resources than we do. The problem with Mexico is all of the money is in the hands of a very few people at the top.
They have more billionaires, according to Forbes, per capita for population than any country in the world.
But they don't spread the wealth, and I think that some people believe that that's the solution to the illegal alien problem. We depress our economy to the point where it becomes like theirs, so then there's no incentive for them to come across. Everything is normalized. They go up a little bit, we go down a lot. That's not the American dream that I grew up
Well, sir, you've very eloquent, right to the point. Certainly you've heard NPR or the nightly news shows. I hear them, Republicans and Democrats. Oh, it's good the dollar's plunging. Oh, it's good wages are dropping. We've had it too good too long. We're going to lower ourselves to the other standards. This is fair. But really, it's just a bunch of elitists setting up a command and control system.
Sure. You don't see them giving up any of their money.
Well, number one, when you lower standards of service and wages, it hurts the entire economy. It only helps the elite. We don't have to accept, you know, the bottom falling out and you know, the giant sucking sound. That's what globalism does, is it brings down the mass of people and centralizes the power for a tiny elite.
Absolutely.
Unbelievable. Man, I tell you, we're blessed to have you as the Border Patrol union head. I would guess that you're elected.
Yes.
Well, that's why. This shows. This man is a representation of our Border Patrol. Before we go to these calls, these final calls, what about the Mexican troops shooting and killing your officers and the federal government? I mean, I know that if some right-winger or left-winger killed a Fed, there'd be a task force of 500 Feds hunting them down, their mommy, their daddy, and their greedy, greedy granny. But when Border Patrol gets killed or forest agents get killed by Mexican troops or shot at, nothing happens. Talk about that.
Well, even worse than that is if the shoe's on the other foot, nothing happens. A good example was there was a Marine sergeant out in San Diego a few years ago, went down to Tijuana to pick up a couple of his troops who had been disorderly the night before, drove into Mexico in his private truck, and they said, "Do you have any weapons?" He said, "Well, I've got my hunting rifle behind the seat." They seized his truck, threw him in jail. It took several months with congressional intervention to get him out of Mexican prison. Fast forward a few years later, in El Paso, Texas, near El Paso, Texas, 14 armed Mexican soldiers in two Humvees firing automatic weapons shot at Border Patrol agents. We apprehended them. Within hours, State Department told us, let them go. Everything went back to Mexico.
Well, look, I mean, the case you talk about, somebody can have a .22 shell under the seat that they forgot, and they take your car, beat you up, put you in a dirt-bottom jail, extort $100,000 out of your family, but nobody weeps and wails, about that. Oh, that's loving.
All I'm saying is if they want to play it that way, we should play it the same way.
Well, sir, I've said that next time Mexican troops open fire, which they do now on a weekly basis on people, we need to have the military down there and wipe them out.
Generally speaking, when someone crosses your borders with their military and fires upon your citizens, that's an act of war.
Well, sir, absolutely. This is all just common sense, but you know, they're putting troops on the streets, giving military hardware to police where it shouldn't be. The one place it should be is on the Border Patrol. Have you, has your union and the 9,000 officers called for armored vehicles and 50 cal weapons and helicopters to engage these enemy forces?
No, but we have asked for the military to support us. And
well, why not just militarize the Border Patrol? That's totally constitutional.
I suppose that's one way to do it.
How about they... Look, how about the governor send the state guards down there, contingents, to serve their yearly terms on the weekends with you guys? I mean, we need troops down there now.
Well, I disagree that we need troops to stop illegal immigrants because it takes specialized civilian law enforcement training and you have to understand the language so that you don't get yourself hurt when somebody is plotting to, you know, if
well,
you
no,
catch
sir,
a group
I was
of
saying,
50 illegals.
I was saying have troops there to stop the Mexican troops.
Oh, okay. That I agree with.
Okay, let's take three calls. We'll let you go. We appreciate all your time. Let's talk to Elizabeth in Maryland. Elizabeth, go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Bonner.
Yes.
I think one of your key points is to enlist the middle class at the big voting bloc. And I think what people don't realize, the border is right out by our front door. It's coming closer and closer to all this anarchy. And I want to say something that Alex said that some time back, that we had a small window of time to stand up against various things within the New World Order, like the RFID. And he encouraged me. He was part of my encouragement to start a talk show And I would like to invite Alex and your listeners to stay tuned, especially if you're listening this evening at 1 a.m. Eastern Time. My little half-hour show has my Christmas character, Barbie, interviewing Fatherland Security. And this will continue next week, too.
Okay, ma'am. What else is on your mind about immigration?
All right. I think that it is very imperative that each of us takes our conscience and our will and does what Mr. Bonner said, and we write a letter to our congressman. And I think that we have to get out of this apathy. And if 3 million listeners are hearing you, Alex, all 3 million should do it, not just listen.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call. So many people say, oh, we can't do anything. There's nothing we can do. That's because you've never gotten off your hind end. We'd be in a lot worse shape if it wasn't for people like Mr. Bonner. Sir, comments to that?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, if you don't want to write your own letter, visit our website, noamnesty.com. There's a pre-canned email that you can send off to the president and to your members of Congress.
No excuse. Jay in Colorado, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, you took my question. I was hoping he would talk about the military coming across and kidnapping people. And
What about kidnapping that family, sir?
Outrageous. Outrageous. Could you imagine the outcry if U.S. troops had done that with Mexico? We would not hear the end of that during our lifetimes. And yet, I haven't heard a word about it. Just a little bit of media coverage, and it's gone.
Sir, what did you think, or were you aware that Fox came to Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, gave awards to governors, to police forces? I bullhorned him, shut down his speech in his press conference. He gave awards to the police and said, thank you for not enforcing the immigration laws and accepting the Council of Matricula.
That's sad.
What if Kim Jong-il came here from North Korea and gave awards to people for not, you know, letting him infiltrate?
The American public needs to be outraged, and they need to make their voices heard.
Okay, Jay, anything else?
I was wondering if he had some more. No one else really had any more details on what the family, the family of five, and the dad was kept, and the family was released. What they were charged with, and what that guy, like, you know what I mean? Like, what the heck was their reason besides showing they could do it? I know someone opined that, but I wonder if Mr. Bonner knew, like, what that guy was even charged with. Why they even?
Okay.
That they needed to take him.
He lived a mile over the border. He was shooting at rabbits with a .22, and then for some reason a day later, the Mexican troops thought they had been shot at and came and grabbed the family. Is that what you got, Mr. Bonner?
Yeah, and all I have is what I read in the paper. I don't have any inside information on this, unfortunately.
Like I should sue or something? Oh, my. Well, it should be on the news. I saw Bill O'Reilly last night talking to a principal in New York City. And they was talking about security guards. Can we get some cops in there? And the guy said, and the principal said, well, we don't want to turn it into Camp X-Ray Guantanamo. Without even missing a beat, O'Reilly said, yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it, Jay. Your Border Patrol agents routinely get their vehicles shot up. What have they been instructed to do when they're shot at by Mexican troops? Because I've read they've been told not to return fire.
Yeah, especially if it's going across the border, they're told you have to be really careful about that.
So don't shoot back when you're getting shot at.
Pardon?
So don't shoot back when you're getting shot at.
Well, they haven't gone quite that far. But they're saying that, look, if you're going to be shooting into Mexico, you can harm innocent people. And it's like, well, wait a second, they're shooting into the United States, and there's the odds are that they're going to harm some innocent
people. They've been killing people. Let's take one final call. David, last caller. Go ahead real quick.
Yes, sir. Thank you. You know, you talk about certain things that make it apparent that you understand. I'm sure you do understand the larger ramifications of this. Like, you know, when Vicente Fox and the Mexican army were parading around in Mexican war-type uniforms up and down the border, and how people that do claim that their property is being trespassed get sued by Morris D's and even get arrested when illegals cross their border.
What, I'll hold you over, David, and let you finish up. I got to let our guests go. Comments, sir, to what he just said.
Yeah, it's pretty outrageous when Mexico is parading its military force and using their military to serve as a foil for the drug runners. Until the United States stands up and says this is unacceptable, it will continue.
All right. right, Mr. Bonner, president of the Big Border Union, Border Patrol Union, thanks for spending time with us. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
We'll be back, folks.
Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
GCNLive.com. That's the website where you'll find out what's new at Genesis. GCNLive.com has updated information on how and where to listen to all your favorite Genesis programs. At GCNLive.com, you can obtain a copy of our AM and FM affiliate station, what shortwave frequencies or satellites your favorite host is on. At GCNLive.com, you can print schedules of our programming to pass on to friends and coworkers. GCNLive.com is the website for all of the information you'll need to stay tuned in to the GCN Radio Network. GCNLive.com. Bookmark it today.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethane and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Got $3 in your pocket? Want $1 million in term life insurance coverage? Call TermBusters now. Rates are low right now. Call and compare. For example, a man age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage is only $75 a month, level for the next 10 years. Call TermBusters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you, too. Call TermBusters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Remember, $1 million in term life insurance coverage for as little as $3 a day. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692.
All right, we're going to go right back to calls and back into more of the news here. But what an amazing interview with the head of the Border Patrol Union, talking about plans to get rid of the middle class, plans of the elite, end of America, end of sovereignty. I mean, these are the exact things I say on this show, because it's what's happening, folks. It's the reality. We're about to go back to David in Michigan, then Rhonda in Missouri, because they've been holding so long. And then I'm told John in Pennsylvania disagrees with me or something, so you'll be next after them, and then Mark and others. David in Michigan, making great points. Go ahead and continue.
Sir, well, what I wanted to say, and I wanted to say this, if I could is to Mr. Bonner, but you know, people that you interview on these subjects, a lot of times they see these things in isolation because they're so close to the thing. But it sounded like he does understand that what this is really about is the end of national sovereignty and the fact that you have people getting arrested for invoking their rights under our laws, yet our people somehow go to Mexico, including our president, we're expected to make concessions so that we can be more like them. And at the future of all of this, George W. Bush is not acting out of stupidity.
And Vicente Fox is giving speeches saying, I'm taking America over. He's got armed troops marching along the border, publicly saying we're taking things back, putting out bounties on Border Patrol agents' heads. And it's so cute. It's so funny.
Well, GW is doing what he's there to do, just as Clinton was doing the same thing, that we were outraged about these things. Somehow the neocon talk show hosts, now they're making noise about it when it doesn't matter anymore. You know, let us burn out our anger and talk about this until we're tired, and then, you know, we'll go on. But this we could have done something about this before Bush actually pulled this off. There could have been so much rage, and there could have been so much interest in the public that they might have contacted Congress and put a lot of pressure on them to stop. But they're not about to do that. Now they'll let us burn our anger out after the deed is already done.
Well, Bush, he's saying he may not even need Congress, but yes, he does, and we're not going to let him do that. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Let's talk to Rhonda in Missouri. Rhonda, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hey.
You're my big Berkey to this toxic stream of information we have to listen to all the time.
Yeah.
Opening up these borders ought to make Al-Qaeda easier to find. Didn't that ought to make it easier to find them Al-Qaeda boys?
Them Al-Qaeders. We got to give all our rights up because Al-Qaeda will get us. Let's open the border up.
Let's just legalize them all. You know, people say, well, CNN can't expose the PNAC document, and Fox can't expose Clinton's involvement in putting HIV into the blood supply because evil can't cast out evil. Because they're, like you said, all the time, they're two arms of the same beast. And what prompted me to call was your opening remarks at the beginning of the show. And I agree with a lot of what you said. And, what I've come to discover is, you know, what faith does it take to wait till you see the Lord Jesus Christ before you speak the truth? I figure I won't see him unless I do speak the truth, you know, because the Lord is the truth. And I see it as my duty. I want to bring heaven to earth, to bring it, let the Lord come through me. And he is the living vine. And, you know, all this talk about, well, you know, the Lord's got to return. I'm seeing more and more as he don't got to return to me, as I got to return to him. And
we create hell on earth by going along with evil and not standing up against it.
And we can create heaven on earth, too, just like you. The things you've gone through, you know, being kidnapped by their, you know, goblins and, you know, speaking out the truth. You know, the Lord protected you, not because he's somewhere else, because he's here.
Oh, I have no doubt of that. Thanks for the call, Rhonda. Yeah, you talk about his goblins. That's when I asked Bush a question about the CFR, and they kidnapped me for 45 minutes and threw me out on the side of the highway. There's video of that in Police State 3 total enslavement. Let's go to Don in Pennsylvania, and Don will hold you over, so don't hang up during the break. You say I don't have credibility or something?
No, I apologize. Maybe I wasn't.
No, I want you to. I want you to disagree with me. Go ahead.
Well, look, I've been listening to your show since August 15th. You've opened my eyes to a few things. I have a concern I want to bring up to you as a friend here. Look, you had said a few days back something about how it was a small snippet of information. How with all these companies facing all these crises of stock games and insider trading and all this stuff, you had mentioned how the Enron hadn't gotten in any trouble because they were Bush buddies.
Yeah, this is not a head guy they're prosecuting right now.
It's not?
Well, no, it's just a little side minion. You're not going to see anything happen to Kenneth Lay. My point was is they're going after Martha Stewart for nothing, not going after all the. I mean, look at the stuff Halliburton's doing right now, all the scams they're engaged in, right out in plain view. Stay there, Don.
Yeah.
I'll come back to you after the break and talk about this. Then we'll talk to Mark, and then I'm going to go into news and back into calls. Stay with us, folks. We'll be back on the other side of this quick break with this energized radio broadcast designed to wake you up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Americans, are you fed up with Big Brother watching you like a hawk? Have you ever asked yourself why you're being tracked, categorized, numbered, classified, registered, and licensed by the government? Would you like to make your assets vanish before the eyes of those who want to grab them, but still have them safe and sound? How about operating a business in a way that makes earnings tax-exempt? Maybe you'd like to be lawsuit-proof. Well, there is a way. And it protects your stuff from greedy lawyers, grasping relatives, and the government, especially the IRS. It's a unique instrument valid everywhere in the world where the right to contract is accepted, which has protected Americans for over 230 years and is specifically guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution. You don't have to go offshore to do it either. This is safe, secure, and domestic. To get full details, and I do mean full details, get on the internet and go to either puretrust.com or puretrust.net. That's puretrust, one word, puretrust.com or puretrust.net.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power, a gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
All right, folks, we're now under the halfway point of this global transmission. A ton of news, key info coming up, but let's finish up with some calls right now. Don in Pennsylvania was calling in and volunteered to the folks answering the phone that he thinks I've lost some credibility. Then once we got him on air, we're trying to find out exactly what he's saying. What I'm telling you, sir, is that everybody at the high levels in Enron needs to have already been tried and convicted. It's so obvious what they did. They're a giant offshore money laundering operation. But instead, you've had a few top-level people in Arthur Anderson and Enron with their heads blown off. And you've got mid-level executives, you know, the assistants of top-level people, you know, vice presidents and people who are going to take the ride to the Federal Hilton or the Federal Hyatt and spend a few years and then get right back out and be right back in it. So, and that's what they've done in the past with the SNL scams and all of it. They just do this over and over again. Go ahead.
Okay, thanks. I wasn't meaning to attack you. I was actually I was just concerned that maybe you had said something that turned out to be different than what you said. Apparently, though, I wasn't paying enough attention to the information I heard on the news today. And, you know,
I've got the article here about going after one of the executives, and it is an executive, but it's not Ken Lay or the other top people.
Okay, okay.
The point I was making last week about these corporate scammers, the show I think you heard, Was it last week?
I think so. Somewhere, it was a few days
ago.
Yeah,
what I said was, is they're going after, yeah, it was last Friday with the international forecaster, Bob Chapman, on. We were talking about after-hours trading by Martha Stewart that didn't even amount to $1 million that is unethical but not illegal, and I've seen the law. Meanwhile, we've got Bush with Harkin Energy dumping all his stock right before they imploded the company. That clearly was illegal. So it's a joke. Martha Stewart isn't even on the Richter scale compared to the big scams of Halliburton and Enron.
Martha Stewart should be left alone. I do agree with you on that. But yeah, I saw something on the news this morning. Maybe I wasn't paying enough attention. I didn't catch the name of who it was. I thought it was one of the higher-ups, and I just wanted to call and say,
well, that's
hey,
how
no,
they
you're...
phrase it. That's how they phrase it.
Okay. I got you.
Thanks for the call, bud.
I learned some. Thanks.
Hey, I appreciate the call. Good to hear from you. Man, I thought that was somebody who was mad at me. Those make for great calls. I get mad at those calls, but they are interesting. I like to hear why folks think I'm wrong, but no, they're not bringing the real corporate criminals to justice. Bottom line. Let me give you a few examples of that, and we'll take some more calls. Here's a couple examples of that. Okay? Now, this is from KHOU Television. Halliburton trainees complain they're not being paid. And it says, Channel 11 News, with more devastation happening every day, the big job of rebuilding Iraq is the responsibility of Houston-based Halliburton. Hundreds of Americans have been recruited and brought to Houston for training. Busloads of skilled workers, like carpenters and mechanics, have been hired by KBR, a division of Halliburton. While we're not here, while we are here, we are not being compensated with pay, said one worker. And he won't be until his work in Iraq for a month. He's a truck driver who asked not to be identified. He's been in Houston since December 14th. And he goes on to talk about how they were promised pay and then weren't given it or being strung along and are sent to Iraq and not paid. I mean, that's like indentured servant. But compared to that, I remember a story last year when Halliburton went in there and took over most of the contracts. They will not let Iraqis sell beer, fish, dates, pomegranates, everything on the street corners unless, and this was in Baghdad, Chalibi, unless they go to Chalibi and sign up with Halliburton and pay Halliburton a percentage, a license to be able to work. And then they have to wear an RFID bracelet or necklace, and then a little microchip, and then I to scan who they are and that they're registered. And then a week later, I saw an Associated Press photo, an accompanying article, of a truck full of men with bags over their heads. And it said, these men were caught selling items without provisional government authorization, and so now they're being taken to the Baghdad airport as terrorists. And it listed what they've been caught selling, beer and fish. Now, are you starting to get an idea? You go to the airport where they've got barbed wire fences and people with their children living in sand with nothing but a blanket over them. They torture the living daylights out of people. There's articles every day admitting that. I mean, this is what they've done to Iraq. This is freedom. They're confiscating their guns, something Saddam didn't do. How could Saddam stand there in a crowd of thousands with AK-47s, you know, 10 yards from people below them with loaded weapons firing them in the air? Again, I want you to think about that. And I'm not saying he's a good guy, but they were freer there with the Second Amendment, their own Second Amendment, than we are here today. And he's a dictator, and he's so wicked. Wow, he must have really been hated, folks, but the point is, they're taking their guns, they're taking everything, and listen to this. Contractors serve troops dirty food in dirty kitchens. This is out of the French news agency. Also have one here out of the Taipei Times. It says, the Pentagon reportedly warned contractor Halliburton, KBR, that the food it served to U.S. troops in Iraq was dirty, that's the quote, and were as kitchens, as were the kitchens it was served, NBC News reported on Friday. Halliburton, Kellogg, Brown, and Root's promises to improve have not been followed through, quote, according to a Pentagon report that warned serious repercussions may result if the contractor did not clean up. The Pentagon reported finding blood all over the floor, dirty pans, dirty grills, dirty salad bars, rotting meats and vegetables. And for the military messes, the company operates in Iraq, NBC said, citing Pentagon documents. I'm just trying to give you an idea of Halliburton. Did you know I saw an article last year where, when the invasion had just been successful, where it said the federal government will not allow water filters to be shipped to the troops. They won't pay for them. Instead, Halliburton trucks water from Kuwait in trucks, and it's making the troops sick. Because why? Halliburton makes more money trucking in tankers of water than sending the troops water filters that every other military issues their troops. You're starting to get the picture here. And by the way, they're also, the Pentagon now makes the troops pay for their meals. This has never been done, but over half of the meals they eat, they must purchase. Oh, support the troops. Oh, yeah, this is while they're breathing depleted uranium. But you think, what's the big deal with that? This is what they're doing to the troops. Halliburton, there's been no bids allowed. Halliburton and its subsidiaries got all the contracts, Bechtel and DynCorp and the rest of them, all got the contracts. Nobody else did. Then when heat got put on them for not allowing bids, they said, we're not going to give them Frenchies any contracts. That was a red herring. No one's been given contracts. Not American companies, no one. No one but these three groups, with Halliburton getting over 80% of it. So then there's the red herring on the news of, are we going to let those evil French have some of the contracts? No, no, no. You see, when they get caught not allowing contracts for American companies, they put the red herring out of, we can't allow the French to get it. See, and then they keep a closed shop. This is how they deceive you. Great example of that. And, folks, that's not even the beginning of it. I have a Salon magazine article here in front of me. And I bet you didn't know that Halliburton makes rockets and satellites. Well, they didn't, but of Bush's new giant $80 billion over the next decade NASA increase he's scheduled to announce today, but I've got the details right here. Guess who's going to get the money? That's right, Halliburton. I mean, it's just like a giant private cash machine. Of course, they caught Halliburton charging over double what fuel cost and not allowing others to bring fuel in to sell it to the Army. Oh, and then they found the fuel had water mixed into it. I mean, you talk about a criminal looting, folks. That's what's happening. And then Limbaugh gets on the air and goes, the liberals are attacking Halliburton. No, all the liberal leadership are in on the cash cow. Halliburton on Mars, take me to your CEO. When President Bush inspires us onward and upward to Mars this week, his political calculations may be more earthly. Expanding space exploration is a wonderful aspiration for America's humanity. I agree. And also quite promising for the Houston economy, the national aerospace industry, and one company in particular that has long pondered exploration of the red planet, Halliburton. Yes, the firm, once headed by Vice President Dick Cheney, fabled beneficiary of the no-bid multi-billion-dollar military contracts and high-price provider of Kuwaiti oil, is determined to drill on Mars and the Moon. Surely this scheme has nothing to do with the Bush Space Initiative, but somehow, no matter what worthy motivations lie behind the president's policies, he and Cheney always appear to be shifting with a corporate clientele. And then they get into the article here. In 98, a handful of top firms, including Halliburton, Shell, and Schlumberger, showed up for NASA's workshop at Los Alamos, New Mexico. And I looked into this morning. What they're doing is they're not going to go drill on Mars or the Moon. They're going to have giant multi-billion dollar test stations where instead of having a $3 million oil drilling rig, it'll be billions because it's designed specifically for Mars. And they won't even be drilling. They'll just be out in the desert doing tests. See? I mean, this is just craziness, folks. And they plan to be drilling on the Moon by 2007. Now we're going to be sending spacecraft to the Moon with oil rigs on it. And, of course, it's all just, it's research. This is just getting nuts, man. I mean, rotten food, double-priced oil, not paying their employees, scamming everybody. They're organized criminals, folks. Let's go back to the calls. Now I don't know who's up next. It's my fault, as usual. Who's up next, Mark? Mark in Texas, then Rodney and others. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Alex.
Hello.
I wanted to make a couple of points. Your previous caller, Rhonda, alluded to two arms of the same beast. I caught the tail end of your cable access show here in Austin last night. You were speaking to a couple of University of Texas students about a textbook, sociology textbook, that made reference to the New World Order. At the tail end of their call, one of them had mentioned the symbology on Fox, some of the symbols on Fox. And
now,
for those
that don't know, this textbook, we had a bunch of callers about it, and I don't doubt it because I've seen similar stuff in the news, said we're going to go under martial law, New World Order. If you try to leave the city, you'll be machine gunned. It's good. Yeah. And I did get the ISBN number for the, by the way, and that is a real textbook.
Yeah. What I thought was crucial in helping people understand the two arms of the same beast is this symbology that's right under our nose, right in front of our face. I mean, you made mention of CBS and some other AOL.
The Time Warner symbol is the Eye of Lucifer. Same thing that's on the dollar bill. It says New World Order under it. And then Rush Limbaugh says there's no New World Order.
Exactly. And it's just so blatant and in your face.
They got a new Army of One ad. I heard about it, went online and watched it. They have a new Army of One ad. I forgot to tell my webmaster to post that. Paul or Violet, post that. That's important. New Army of One ad where it goes, I am with a Russian Spetsnaz. Now I am here in America and going to help you. I mean, now the foreign troops are on the Army of One ads.
It's absolutely insane. If you can stomach enough of Hannity and Combs, if you watch the camera shots that they make of them, they actually have little pyramids with a star over their head. The symbology now on Fox, they've just changed a bunch of their graphics.
Now, they're also mixing football reports with war like it's entertainment. Very sick. And MTV is now, I've seen the articles, callers were calling about it last night, are flashing Global Army, take over, power rage. You know, flashing all these images, and the kids are all power, rage, war. Nah, it's just getting nuts.
I think it would be an important segment in your next documentary film to include to expose some of the symbology and how it's right under our noses. I just had one other point I wanted to make, and I'll let you go. I appreciate everyone who's out there that's handing out tapes, that's talking to people. But I think we need to start thinking in how we can reach more people with one fell swoop, whether it's going into chat rooms, whether it's breaking through these call screeners at these neocon talk shows. We need to start thinking about how many people can we reach at once to get the message across.
Think about that. These big national shows screen the calls. If you get through and expose them as phony conservatives, they will claim you are a seminar caller, that you don't exist. I've had it happen to me. I've had them claim I'm a Democratic Party plant because I exposed Bush for wanting to sign the assault weapons ban.
Thanks for taking my call, Alex.
Hey, good to hear from you. We'll break, come back with more news and more calls. I'm here for the loaded phone lines. Before I end this segment, the best solution we've got in this fight, when it comes to waking people up, the best tool I've seen, and you've heard the listeners, you know, say this, this is where I'm getting the info, is my videos. They're so hardcore. People will witness the troops training to take their guns. They'll witness the troops admitting that 14 years ago they were kicking down gun dealers' doors in Virginia. They'll witness the government carrying out the September 11th attacks. They'll witness all the documents and the evidence. Folks, just get 9/11 Road to Tyranny so people can see FEMA saying all Christians are enemies of the federal government. All defenders of the U.S. Constitution are enemies. Those that don't like the U.N. are enemies. Homeschoolers are enemies. We have all this. Admit it. Mainstream. You need to get Road to Tyranny. You need to get Masters of Terror. You need to get Police State 3. You need to get Matrix of Evil. You need to get my book, Descent into Tyranny. Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos. The pro-gun t-shirt. Politicians love disarmed peasants. You know, it's mass murderers agree gun control works with a picture of Hitler, Stalin, and Mao. And secondarily, it makes this show possible. Go to Infowars.com. Go to PrisonPlanet.com. Order the videos. Make the copies. Put them on Access TV. Put clips on your website. Get them out to people. There's millions of us. If we all engage the media, we'll take it over. It's already happened to some extent. That's why they're panicking. Call toll-free to get the films or books. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me. And I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Don't wait. Get these videos and know it's having a big effect. Again, 888-253-3139, or PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com to order. More news, your calls, ton of info straight ahead.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
All right, Rodney and Ron and Brandon and Malta and Gene, your calls are all coming up. Third hour, straight ahead. Court upholds use of random police roadblocks. Supreme Court, 4 dead in suicide bombing, facing a biometric future. BBC, the World ID card. Bush to seek unmanned mission to the moon this decade, as well as Mars. U.S. civil rights groups vow to fight color coding of air passengers. That goes into the World ID card, and more. First off, court upholds use of random police roadblocks. Now, they say that's not a violation of the Fourth Amendment. And they say as long, and it's a reissuance of what they said last year, they keep ruling like this, that, well, as long as you violate everybody's rights, it's not discrimination, it's fair. Just search everyone, dig through everyone, and it's okay. Folks, that's not what the Bill of Rights says. But again, people don't know the Bill of Rights, they don't know our history, so, oh, it must be good. Court upholds use of random police roadblocks. The Supreme Court yesterday upheld the use of random roadblocks by police to track suspected criminals. Oh, see, now it's to track suspected criminals, saying limited checkpoints do not violate the constitutional right and privacy of motorists. Now, having somebody demand you get out of your car, they're going to search it. In a 6-3 decision, the High Court overturned an Illinois Supreme Court ruling that said 97 alcohol-related arrests of a motorist at a roadblock set up by police to collect tips about a hit-and-run driver, oh, they're always for that, violated the man's Fourth Amendment guaranteed against illegal search and seizure. Folks, the feds preemptively announced national checkpoints for Christmas and other holidays, New Year's and Thanksgiving. And they've upheld that. Are those national search warrants that are announced, is that to stop hit-and-run drivers? No, it's to search people's vehicles, as the National Seatbelt Initiative Act of 98 funded it $4 billion a year to set up checkpoints, to train us to accept checkpoints, to then set up polling, that is, toll roads, to get us ready for that and to fund that and to federalize your local police. And you got the Amber Alert. Had nothing to do with Amber. I've had the former top FCC people on, you know, who are now retired, admitting that it's a control grid to have the feds take over radio and TV. So, you know, just so amazing that that's happening. And there's this article here out of the BBC. Remember about 4 years ago, I read the articles where the UN called for a world ID card. Now, you'll still have your driver's license, which is a fiat national ID card with federal standards of biometrics and a face scan, a thumbprint, a strip on the back to be used for the new national sales tax. But that is set according to the international treaty. All the cards go into the same database system and are integrated. And we all hear about, oh, the foreigners now have to thumbprint and face scan when they come into the country. Yeah, but when you leave the country, you got to do it too. See, it's a world ID card. They set this up last year. They admitted it. They talked about it 4 years ago. But again, they don't call it open borders. They don't call it end of sovereignty. They call it amnesty. Or they say don't call it amnesty. They call it guest worker. They don't call it the Pan-American Union. They call it the Free Trade Area of the Americas. They label things differently. Facing a biometric future, by the middle of next year, the British passport can be quite different than the document currently waived at immigration. As part of a growing concerns about national and global security, immigration and asylum, as well as a plain old identity theft, the old UK travel document will not just carry a photograph, it will also have a microchip in it. The chip will hold biometric data, unique psychological or behavioral characteristics, oh, see all the data from what you buy and do, and will be mandatory in passports renewed from 2007 to 2008. From mid-2005, the data will be in the form of a digital photograph, which will be matched with the passport's chip. And it goes on and on. And our government's doing it, too. So there you go, boys and girls. That's the new system. Hope you enjoy it. We'll come back and go straight to these loaded phone lines and a stack of other just as important news that runs the entire gamut. Third hour, straight ahead. Your station's not carrying it. You should ask them why.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New